Can you expand more on the seeing through of vipassana? Well, vipassana is, as I said, as a, I mean, it's a, as a name, what it means, literally means the seeing through, but it is, oftentimes it's considered like a kind of meditation practice, which is not quite, you know, in terms of the tradition and the vipassana is like the result of the practice, it's not a meditation or a particular technique, but it is the result of clarity and insight, seeing through, or vipassana, as quite rightly translated as insight. But it's again, it's that cultivation of a complete path that allows the obscurations to drop away and to see things in their true nature. And seeing things in their true nature is what vipassana is. So seeing clearly. And in general, when it's articulated of what is, well, when you talk about, oh, this is a, say, vipassana insight, well, what is the insight into, and the way of defining or describing is always around the impermanence, unsatisfactory, non-self nature of all things, whether they are mental or physical, external, internal, near or far, coarse or refined. Everything is going to be of a impermanent, changing, inconstant, uncertain nature. It's never going to, it doesn't have the capacity to actually satisfy and make one fully happy, fully content, fully replete. And there's no way that one can hang on to it and call it, this is me, this is mine, this is what I am. It's just not possible. It's the nature of the nature of phenomena. Again, whether one's speaking about the world, speaking about the self, that's its fundamental nature. So it's just sort of seeing through that. And if you, when one sees through that, then one isn't placing one's best bets on a losing horse. And one starts paying attention to what is it that really what does lead to peace, what does lead to freedom, what does lead to a sense of clarity and realization. So that that's the purpose of, say, of vipassana, is to just see through, so that one can make these very wise choices with one's, where one puts one's attention, where one puts one's effort and energy.